Board, we've got politics on the city council, and you know what we're doing? Fighting. We fight each other. We say, oh, that guy's on there so he can get something. So we do our damnedest to find. Or he's just going to give to that family alone and the rest of us aren't going to get anything. So we fight. Well, that's part of not having these values. We don't trust our own people. And why should we? Because they're showing us they do that. You can't trust them. We can't trust each other. Well, until we start living right together, feeling good about ourselves, we're not going to get anywhere. We're just going to get worse and worse. And pretty soon we'll all be gone. There'll be nothing left of us. And this isn't the first time it's happened. All through history, that's happened to people. And it's happening all over the world. In my travels around the world, all over different countries, they're saying the same thing. Our values are material things, money, power. And our culture is down. People are saying that all over, trying to figure out what kind of programs we can have. The short time, the few months that we've been talking about doing something like this, I've been on the radio, I've been in some of the newspapers. The people who study these kinds of things in Alaska have told us every one of those people are looking at our region because we're the only place where they're trying to do something about it. In other places, they just kind of piddle with the problem. It's the only place where we're trying to do something with everybody to make it better, to make our lives better. I don't want to be so hard. Just think to yourself, who do you know that committed suicide this last year or the year before? Somebody you know, somebody close to you, you know they've done it. Who do you know that beats their wife? Who do you know that neglects their kids? You know, these problems I'm talking about are right here. Who do you know that's a high school dropout, college dropout, the things that are symptoms of our sickness? Where are they? Right around you, all over. Most of us are part of it. Almost everything I told you, except for committing suicide, I can blame myself. One time or another, I've had all those problems. I'm not saying I'm any better. I think because of the job I have, I think maybe I have a greater responsibility to try to do something about it. But I can't solve the problem. None of us can. We can maybe solve it for ourselves. That's not going to be good enough. Everybody's got to do it. We're concerned about our whole people. Banana people. We've got to get everybody working this way. And that's why we're here. I hope we've gotten some of that across. Because if you think things are right, boy, you're blind. They're not blind. They're getting worse. We've got to do something about it. And this is what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to say, okay, we'll help you develop a program that will make you feel better about yourself, that'll make you live better because you'll learn those things that made your people survive for thousands and thousands of years, made the Inupiaq strong. And if you look at these, except for, well, we took the Inupiaq out of it, I think. None of these are Inupiaq. They're anybody can do this. These are the kinds of things almost every religion teaches. These are the kinds of things that even people who are not religious, if they want to be good, try to value. They're not just Inupiaq. The way we do them, the way we teach them, the way we feel good about them is different than other people. Because we're independent. But otherwise, you can take this anywhere in the world and it'll work. These are the important things that can make you feel good about yourself and what you're doing so that you don't have to go out and ruin yourself with doing the wrong thing. Rachel will go over these now, if I can just shut up.
Thank you. Duly respect for elders. Utuk kanati kalau ni rey deko ke bulletta kubuh tinne yumba ta ni pada lawtu deko utuk kanati kama bebe kubi kalau bebe kubi ta ni ni pitu kale ni to no ni tetom to no ti deko utuk kanat ini tuh properting, ini unesik pun, ini tuh seperti kita ramai ini, kita cemik ini, hati cewa bangun ini, ini bangunnya kerja atlantik apa kena, ini tuh kerja, cukup kita merata temannya nip-nipin kalau kakut tonton dulu cukrakan rehati untuk kanan atin ba ubah urni mani nyari yunangan ni kami kecil kita untuk kanatik ni kita orang bentuk tak natin kami kecil ni untuk kanan malikuta, ang ayong kating malikuta. Tuli, teb ko itong kanat, pekpok sila, kitong horap dinik, kitong chemik nik, kitong payang, kitong halini. Tunik mata, nani, alraksok luwik, tong nang nang mata, tok luwik, aglan pekpok tutikun, pipiwik.
Back to the new year. Ubogut lagi juga kalau orang pergi kita tak kapta atau nak haji nak kalau nak domik pakai aksinya aksi. And that's where we need to teach our kids discipline to strengthen themselves inside so that when tough things come they'll be able to cope and still succeed. Knowledge of family tree. They would later, it would be long, it is the Marakere, in Yakuniti, it is the Maklumi, it is the Materuni, Pekpakuti Nakta, Mako, Atuklum Nakta, Kaganat Dukta. About moon yitimaputirani. And one of the things that the elderly lady talked about at the women's conference was that was an important thing for all families to know. That wherever they traveled, they told their kids you're related to that family, this family, that family. Because if the kids don't know, sometimes they fall in love with their relatives and create a problem. And before you get to those problems, you tell your kids who they're related to. That's why some of us have to look from outside for too many relatives.
That's why I'm still single.
But it's really neat. That's an important thing. And another thing, they avoided conflict. They didn't create conflict. In a box, some of the great charity is spoken in Yusuf. And of a glance, it's all moon, it's lovening a room, the bar in air at the room. So for Yak, we don't make that. In a box, some of the great charity is spoken in Yusuf. And respect for nature. Unrewarded, Kitkuti Nere, Nunanga Unni, Kitkoktalu Nunanga, Eritora Pilu Sulikin in Yera, Ataki, Unrewarded, Aputi Lu, Mikhu Padrun, Unrewarded, Tabun Nasu, Tatlamun Nunamu, and spirituality. Is this thing up? Is this the factor? Is this the thing? Is it the manuscript? Is this the factor laughing? To lay a project more motive madrum of perfecting, of pre-goodness, they both in good labor, and of cargame. To lay so in the hand that not, and use the factor lama of spirit blue, and move over it. Humor. Katikami, who were near our victim, did signaling of Kahuti, of Kahuti. I was raised in that kind of home. People loved to come and eat with my grandparents. They had fun, they enjoyed each other, or they'd bring some of their food and take it to their friends and eat together. And talk, and laugh, and sing, and had a good time. They had a sense of humor. I love to talk to people who have that in-fact sense of humor. It makes things so funny, and you try to translate them into English, somehow they fall flat, you know? But when you hear them in in-fact, it's just so funny. We need to see the humor in life too. And they knew what their family roles were. Maybe they're not, maybe today our roles aren't as definite because life has changed, circumstances in life have changed. But the family stuck together. In those days, the husband provided, and whatever he brought home, the wife was supposed to know what to do with. If he brought an animal, she's supposed to know how to take care of the skin, make sinew, preserve the food, cook the food, serve the food, who to give some to. She had to know all these things. They knew their family roles, and the kids knew what they were supposed to do because their parents taught them. And hunter success was important. A hunter didn't become successful when he was grown up. It started when he was young. They started training him when he was a kid. Maybe not all of us are hunters today, but in other areas we are also hunters. We provide. We don't become a success in our job overnight. We have to train for it too. That's where education is important to our kids. And support, moral support from the family and the community and the people. If they get it in their head that they're getting a college education, not only for themselves, but for us as a people to come back and help us, I think we have less dropouts. But if we have them leave with the idea that they go out and get an education for themselves, I think they fail quicker. But if we put it in their minds that they're coming back to serve us with what they went out to learn, I think we'd have less of those college dropouts than we do now. And they need moral support from home and domestic skills. Every family taught their girls what they were supposed to know because they didn't want to be embarrassed when she married to that family that they would start talking about her, that she didn't know how to take care of animals or make clothes or do those things that a lady was supposed to know in managing a home. And that's still important today. How many of us sat down with our textbooks? Would we pay our bills? And humility. You know, they were great people, but they weren't like Muhammad Ali. They didn't say, "I'm the greatest." They never said things like that. They were humble people. They downplay their greatness, but it was always somebody else that talked about what great things those people did. But they never talked about the great things they did themselves. They weren't like Muhammad Ali. And we need to remember those skills, those qualities. And they taught responsibility to the tribe. All these things were for other people, for sharing for other people. Sure, they got a lot for themselves, but acquiring material things and stuff for themselves alone was not the important thing to them. If they had it, they shared it with those who needed it. And they created a society that took care of the widow and the crippled and families without a father or provider. They took care of those things as a matter of course. And these are some of the values that we've listed that we think that we should never forget. And when we teach Inupiaq, when we're talking about Inupiaq spirit, this thing here, your identity of who you are, your family tree, and all the things they believe in, the philosophy of the Inupiaq. This is what we're talking about. And every family can teach it to their kids and practice it among each other. If each family did, the whole community would, and pretty soon the whole region would. It just starts in the family. If you do it in your family, and I do it in my family, pretty soon everybody will be doing it because our kids will be being taught the same thing. In our old, in the school, that was, I think in generations past, we were so busy trying to get the minds of our kids trained for their job and their future that we overlooked their human side. That part that needs to know, who am I? Who am I? Who are my folks? Who were they? How were they? What did they do? Where did they come from? Who am I? We forgot that human side. And that's an important part because if you know who you are and you're well grounded in these things, you can be this kind of Inupiaq anywhere. Like when I was in Seattle, raising my son. Well, the kind of berries we picked were salmon berries or blueberries. We picked strawberries and raspberries, but the first berries my son picked, we brought them to another old lady. The first clams he dug, we brought to an old lady. You can be Inupiaq anywhere if you learn these values. be at anything else that you want to be, whether it's in, within the political realm, in business, in education, in whatever. You can be both a professional and a leader. You'll just happen to be, if you're a doctor, you'll just happen to be a leader and a doctor, you know. You don't believe people that say you can't become anything. You can if you make up your mind to it. I think one of the best things that ever happened to me, because I was like every other kid, being punished for speaking in fact and all that, and feeling that we weren't as good as the Nalomi, and had that inferiority complex of saying with all our kids, like we weren't good enough. And the best thing that ever happened to me is I went to school in Seattle with Tsotsiko, with Chinese, with Vietnamese, with Nalomese, with everybody, every kind of ethnic group. And if I did my homework, I was just as smart as them. And that was good for me, because I could feel I'm as good as anybody else. You're as good as anybody else if you do your homework. Our kids need to know that. Now in our school district, we're working awful hard trying to develop Inupiaq language books and heritage books with these as the foundation that the elders talked about. We're trying to work at integrating the curriculum so that you don't have just 20 minutes of Inupiaq language here and a few minutes of Inupiaq heritage there, but integrated in with science and social studies, language arts, PE, everything, because we think our kids need to know it. But that's just a start. The rest of it needs to be supported at home. They could get these things in school, but it needs reinforcement from the home. And these are some of the reasons, these are some of the things that we think that might turn the thinking around of our kids that are having a hard time coping with life. If they start to feel better about themselves and know who they are and start sharing and being helpful, and these, all these other things that you can teach them in your home. Those kids are important to us. I've lost them too. Some of my nephews do suicide. And I hate to have it happen in anybody else. That's the kind of thing you don't want to wish on anybody else. And so we're working hard, and we can't solve your problems for you. But if you decide to work on your problems here in Kainan, we're ready to help you.
I'm not going to talk too much. Tonight I want to talk first to the young people, then to our elders. In other words, I'm going to talk to all of you guys, either you're young or old. I think with us young people, Our biggest problem is there, like it's been emphasized over and over again, our identity. Who are we? How many of us of young people in here can say who we are? Are we Inupiaq? What is it? We Inupiaq Inuit? What's Inupiaq to me? What am I? Who are you? Another thing I'd like to mention is commitment. Those of us that indicated which, we have to come to terms with ourselves. Whether or not it's worth learning how to speak in your back or not. Those of you young people are in here seem to be the most committed in Kayana. You're here tonight, the rest of your friends aren't. If you're not going to do it, who is? Who's going to carry our culture, our language? If you're not going to do it, you've been sitting here for 4 hours now. And if you're not going to do it, who is going to do it in Kayana? So all of us young people will have to start coming to terms with ourselves. Is my language worth saving? Are these values worth learning and applying? Are they worth living, you know? Are these worth coming out of us, you know? Are they worth expressing? You know, it's going to cost us a lot to learn. It's going to cost us real lot. It's going to cost us more than money. What it's going to cost us is our time. We're going to have to set certain time apart in our life. Actually, it's going to consist of our whole life. Are we going to learn it? Are we going to say, let them? Are we going to say, let them for 10,000 years? Yeah, we sure got a problem, all right. But I want to lift you young people up here tonight. Because you're the ones that are going to do it. You've been sitting here all night. Now, I want to talk to you elders. If you're not going to teach us, who is? Is it worth teaching your young people? Is it worth speaking in your back in your own homes to your kids? If you're not going to do it, gee, we don't know how to speak in your back. We've got to learn from you. But first, before we learn, you have to be willing to teach us. So all of us are involved in this. We've got to come to terms with ourselves. We all have to think whether it's worth it or not. I think the biggest sorrow for me would be not to speak any back to my kids. That's one dream I have in my life, being able to speak any back to my children. And I keep telling everybody I'm going to have at least 6. That's the minimum. But I'm not going to have any kids before I'm able to speak to them. That's my commitment. What's yours? Think about it. Thank you.
Tapi penyaktaan lepek tu buku, seperti kerja, sebagai guru Indonesia, Inggris ni kerana kunci, sebagai kunci, terus ini kaya wang kunci, tak mahu nanti. wangauwa kunane tanam malaguti raktomit pauklini raknga ukopto indi marmosu sapiram nella rotanna malik migitka wanga tapunane pauklini roti galego Ini mati juga, pikpan, nah, malu juga lawa juga, agulan, itu, ikut tinggi sini yang baru, nak ulu rap cawan, uko, pisut tu, uko, ilokata. Last board meeting in Kotzebue, when we discussed this very issue, we had a hard time accepting that we would make commitments to carry out this very program to our people in the region, to the village. It was very hard, especially for me. But if we cooperate and work together towards accomplishing the betterment for our children's future, that's our only chance. Like Bobby said, if our elders who speak the native language and don't pass it on to our younger people, it's lost. We're no more Eskimos. If I die, the only language most of my grandkids speak is the English language. It's not that we've fallen. It's because the system that is being taught in our schools we had no choice. Our schools are run only by people who have been trained to carry out this program. So, we're stuck. But we still have a chance. We still have our younger people. Will they be committed enough to complete their education and take charge of our schools here? That should be the goal of the village students in Kayana. Make a commitment. We're gonna carry it for our own people. And if we do that, there's gonna be a change. They will be a good example that if a white man can do it, I can do it. So this should be at least one of the goals in Kayana, to take over the education. Some take over the politics in Kayana and in the state. Make a goal that they'll be good businessmen. But without being a good feeling and know who you are, you can't meet it. This is why we spend 4 good hours mainly discussing on this. So we feel that with Kayana people, you've got to make this commitment that you wanna support this program for the betterment of our children. The NANA Board of Directors also made commitment that they would assist you at any time you need help or request help, there'll be somebody from our board or from our staff assist you at any time at your request. We're not perfect, we're not trained for this kind of job, but we also made our commitment that we would at least help wherever we can. What I'm not to go. Kupoti kena tamna sapeng yang lakap ini si kajang ni anu anu kerja juga tamna ini lama yang pinjuk si ini pinjuk jangan mah pinjuk mata kalu ini pasti pinjuk si ubah tamna aku mengisina dan itu kata agak tahun tu minta rumah tu tengahnya faktor ini untuk penanggung. Ina pati na kau itu sama rutin dari tanah kisahnya yang kuburan sana orang mami ini ingin doa tak kuburan sana ubah hanya perlu kau tinggal dulu tanah mau mau tinggal itu sudah before I get we should at least